As far as I'm concerned, the Inquisition never ended. The Catholic Church officially ended the burning at the stake epoch in 1819. The Inquisition still exists. It's called the Holy Order for the Doctrine of the Faith. All they can do is throw you out of the church nowadays, but they can't burn you at the stake anymore. But the Inquisition is still very alive there. And now the United States government has its own Inquisition. If you have any despicable ideas, God knows what's going to happen to you. And I got more despicable ideas than anyone. The FDA and the DEA between them have taken away most of the freedoms that are most precious to us. The destruction of the First Amendment by the Supreme Court is the major visible horror, because the Constitution says quite simply Congress shall make no laws abridging freedom of speech and of the press. Every year, the Supreme Court sits down and decides whether a given law abridging freedom of speech or of the press is constitutional or not. Sometimes they decide it is constitutional, even though the Constitution says no laws. I agree with Justice Hugo Black. No laws means no laws. It doesn't mean some laws. But beyond that major abomination, the FDA and the DEA are closed down the 10th Amendment, which says all powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or to the people. I think that ambiguity was deliberate, whether it's the states or the people. They want to give a chance for the popular vote to overrule the state legislature through the initiative of the state legislature to overrule the people if the people were too wacko at that time. They want to balance power every way they could. Now, neither the states nor the people have any power over the most important factors of their life, namely their medical care. There's 10 states that have legalized medical marijuana. The federal government won't pay any attention. When it gets to 20 states, will they pay attention? When it gets to 30, the government has announced that it doesn't matter what the people vote for in the referendum, it doesn't matter what the state legislatures enact. The states and the people both have no medical rights whatsoever. The government determines what's permissible and what's not permissible. That's the Inquisition all over again. They don't even have to go to court and prove their case. The Inquisition had to haul you in and give you a trial. They don't even do that. They just announce, this is despicable. You can't think about it. You can't do it. And if the people vote for it, well, fuck the people. We don't believe in democracy anymore anyway. Haven't you noticed? They hate us for our freedom because we don't have any.